Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf, Shir Spatzer, Lui Nishmas, Arim Yaakov Shalom, Olei Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah, Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that Mechlokes Besil B'Shamay, the shear of the Sukkah, is the Sukkah supposed to include Roishoy Rubui V'Shulchanoi, meaning his head, the majority of his body, and his table, or only Roishoy V'Rubui, only the head and the body? B'Shamay hold Roishoy Rubui V'Shulchanoi. All three have to be included. And Beis Hillel say has to be only Roishoy V'Rubui, which means his head and his body, but not his table. The Sfasemes says the name of his grandfather, Chiddush Yarim, that Roishoy V'Rubui Shulchanoi is keneged nefesh leiv meoid. We say, after Hashem, so the nefesh leiv is Roishoy V'Rubui. The nefesh belongs to the head, and the leiv belongs to the body. And the shulchanoi refers to mi'oid, chol mo'idecha. The Gemara tells us, we're talking about the money. And the shulchan refers to the money of a person. Lo'i kol odom zoich l'shtei shulchanois. So a table refers to parnasa. That a person needs to go into the sukkah with his heart, his nefesh, and all his money. And with this idea, we can explain the Gemara over here as follows. Brought down, the Vilna Gaon says, and many others, that the Sukkis is connected to Asid Lovoi. The whole idea of the Chag HaSukkis is that we're celebrating what's going to be in the future. Sukkis, we sit with our body, B'tzila Deimnuso, under the auspices of Hashem, and that's how we're going to be Asid Lovoi. In Nani Meziv Hashchina. The picture of the Sukkah is the picture of the Asid Lovoi. So, B'tzila B'Shamai arguing, what is going to be Asid Lovoi? How are we going to be? It's going to be only our heart and soul, or also all the physical kinyanim, all the assets that a person has in this world, will also be there Asid Lovoi. A dugma l'dor, an example to this, we find there's a machlokes Rambam and Ramban. If Asid Lovoi will be only neshamas, or there'll be bodies as well? The Rambam learns that Asid Lovoi, when the people will come back, it's going to be only neshama and no bodies. That's a simple understanding in the Rambam. The Ramban argues, and also bodies will come, and that's a Makubal, everybody agrees with that Asid Lovoi is going to be a neshama with a guf. So similarly, Efshar, that's what Beis Hillel and B'Shamay argue over here. Beis Hillel say that Asid Lovoi, we're focusing on the lave, we're going to have the nefesh, but the Me'ayit, the money aspect, that's not included in that picture of Asid Lovoi. But Shammai say no. Also, whatever a person purchased and acquired in this world, that joins him in Asid Lovoi as well. That's part of what comes Asid Lovoi. Now here, as Toys points out over here, Halacha is like Shammai. We paskin that the Sukkah needs to be Roishoy V'Rubui V'Shulchano. And Efshar that we can add to this, according to this understanding, it makes a lot of sense, because we know that in the name of the Arizal, Halacha is like Beis Hillel in this world. But Asid Lovoi will be Halacha like Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai are the ones that can be Halacha like them, Asid Lovoi. If the whole Sukkah is the picture of Asid Lovoi, and it's really Halachas that belong to Asid Lovoi, so we pass can hear Halacha like Beit Shammai. Because Beit Shammai are the Murad Shmaitzah, they're the ones that give the Halacha Asid Lovoi. Sukkah is a picture of Asid Lovoi, and that's how it is with the Bechol Avavcho, Navshecho, Uvechol Moidecho. And just to conclude, it's brought down in the name of the Vilna Goyen, and others bring it, that a Sukkah of Roishoy V'Rubui V'Shulchanoi is 7 by 7. 7 times 7 is 49 square tfachim. The height of the Sukkah is 10 tfachim. So 49 times 10 is 490. That's the numeric value of Tomim. Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. The meaning of Tomim means to be complete, to have every single thing that we have, our lev, our nefesh, and our momen, all connected to Hashem fully. That's how mekayem, the mitzvah of Sukkah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.